Welcome to Heart to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related, presented by the Physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists. I'm your host, Susan Curtin, and today we have Dr. Trey Baucom of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists located in Shreveport, Louisiana. And we're discussing how ACS handled COVID. Welcome, Dr. Baucom.
Thanks for having me.
Obviously, ACS has to have COVID precautions in place. How has COVID affected ACS, its doctors, and its patients?
It is amazing. I mean, it's only been a year, and we think how much things have changed in a year. I mean, of course, we were used to wearing masks in the operating room. Of course, now we wear a mask in every patient encounter. I thought I washed my hands a lot before. I mean, I've almost washed the skin off of them now. You know, cleaning the surfaces, the way we bring people into the office, the way they leave the office, every aspect of patient care has changed in some regard. Now, I think we've kept a lot of the good aspects of patient care. We still have very personal contact with our patients. We still take a lot of time with our patients. And as always, we're always trying to look out what's best for our patients. But it has definitely changed the way patients encounter their physician. Fortunately, we've gotten away from telemedicine. It's a useful tool, but I'm not a big fan. Even the video conferencing. Now, we do, oddly enough, now use it some in the hospital. Patients who are on the COVID ward, and this came up today, we were talking about it, we don't always have to put a stethoscope on them every day. A lot of times we're just being asked specifically, for instance, about rhythm management. And a lot of that can be done looking at the monitors, vital signs, the available data, and talking to the patient on the phone. Now, whenever we have to, We go in the patient's room. We're not afraid to do that. We did it before. We did it for 10 months without the vaccine, and now most of them have been vaccinated. But we do worry about spreading it to other patients and other people, and so you have to be mindful of that. I mean, not only about your safety, but the next person you encounter. And so we're always mindful of the virus and what's going on, but we still try to make it as pleasant a patient encounter as we can, given these additional restrictions. And like everyone else, now we have more barrier between the staff and the patients. We try to time things to be safer. And it's interesting, our outpatient cath lab had just started before COVID. I mean, just probably a year and a half before COVID. And you sort of had to talk people into going to an outpatient facility. What do you mean? It's not in the hospital? I've always had this done in the hospital before. And now a year later, people are like, "What? Don't put me in the hospital." And so people like outpatient facilities now. Because you think about it, it's a lot easier to control the outpatient environment. There are fewer people coming in and out of the rooms. It's easier to clean. And so it has changed every aspect of the patient encounter. But I think we've all gotten used to it now. I mean, it would be interesting to see a video of a patient encounter from 16 months ago. It would be different.
Very different. And do you see that these changes might be permanent?
I'm afraid so. I hope not. I really hope that we go back. I mean, there are other diseases out there. We don't do this for the flu or anything else. And COVID is scary and it's a different disease. But I'm hoping pretty soon we reach an equilibrium where we can go back to shaking hands and hugging and not having to wear a mask during patient encounters. I mean, I really think that it is reasonable to hope for that. And, you know, some epidemiologists say we shouldn't do that, but I don't know. I'm hoping saner heads prevail and that we can get back to a more normal life pretty quickly.
What should new patients of those hesitating to schedule an appointment know before they come in?
We already take a lot of accommodations, whether you ask for anything specific or not. And unfortunately, a lot of them are unpleasant to the patient. Like, you can't have family members in there. Now, if you have special needs, you can't hear, something like that, of course, we'll make an accommodation in a second. But in general, we try to limit the number of people that would come in the room at any time. And whereas in the old days, a year ago, we didn't do that. You bring five family members in. And now you really can't bring a family member in unless there's a special situation. A lot of people wait in their car until we call them to come directly into the office. Some people like that. Some people don't. You can sit in the waiting room as long as there's social distancing and or mask wearing. Everyone you encounter in ACS will be wearing a mask, sometimes wearing gloves. You'll see them washing their hands frequently. So those are the main things. And my point would be, you shouldn't be afraid to come to the doctor. I mean, I think there's been more harm in people avoiding the doctor than in coming to the doctor's office. We have not heard of a single doctor's office being a super spreader event. So I think it's safe.
That's good to know. Thanks so much, Dr. Baucom. For more information, visit acsdoctors.com.